Our daily Kitzer Shulchan Aruch here in the old city of Yerushalayim. Hope you can feel the energy and the simcha. Mizmorei Tehillim, verses of Psalms. Chen Shal Parshiyot Mitorah, and all other portions of the Torah. Nevi'im Uktuvim, portions from the prophet, from the written scriptural books, from 24 books of Tanakh. She'inam Shkurim Efiyakol, which are not everyone knows them by heart. It's forbidden to say them by heart. Even if you know them by heart, still you shouldn't say them. Why? Don't say them by heart. If we're concerned a person is going to start saying them by heart, and he's going to make a mistake, and he's going to say the wrong words in the Psalms. And we're so concerned that it should be accurate, we say, only read it from the books themselves of Torah Shebechtav, of the written Torah. The oral law, the passed down law, of course, was always given in an oral way, so that could be passed down, but the written law should only be written from a book. At the same time, the Mishnah Brura rules that Tehillim, Psalms, since they're very often known by heart, can be said by heart. People say them all the time. You can say them, and anything which is generally known by heart can also be said by heart. For example, different tefillot, like Shema, people know it by heart, then it's okay to say it by heart. Last halacha of the kit of Siman Aleph, yesh lemchot biyado omrim tchiyot shemamot shemasayimim brachat Hashem shemei tefillah el yesh lemar brach shemei tefillah b'lo Hashem. So we should protest those who say God's name, brachat ado Hashem, but with Nai instead of Shem, for the Ma'amadot. Now, what are Ma'amadot? Ma'amadot were extra prayers which were added, different ones each day, after Shacharit, which used to be done in the times of the Temple, and now they're done as a custom to commemorate the destruction of the Temple. Nowadays, very few people do this, but in the times of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, people would do it. That's great. But we should not say God's name, because we only say God's name if it's a not just a custom, but an actual prayer decreed by the rabbis. So we would not say God's name of Ado Nun Yud. All right, that's the end of Siman Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Matthew asked, what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the passed down oral law of Jewish tradition. And I hope you've been enjoying these quickie halachot. We will be continuing on with the second siman of the Jewish law tomorrow. Have a beautiful night or a wonderful day.